young ones on your heart. Our thought today is this: enduring the storms. Enduring the storms. Now, dear friends, you don't have to be a storm chaser to encounter storms. Storms will find you. Storms will come upon you sometimes when you least expect it. I thought about that a great deal this past week in our ministry and in our visiting. We were at a rehabilitation center just a few days ago visiting. There was a gentleman there in a wheelchair, there for therapy, going through a great deal. And he hollered at me. He said, "Brother, where do you pastor at?" I said, "I pastor at Pine Hill Baptist Church." He said, "You know Ray Smith?" I said, "Yeah, I know Ray Smith." And as you're there and you see people that are enduring a lot, going through much, you see how that the hand of God is moving. And how that the hand of God is caressing. And how that the hand of God is soothing the troubled, disturbed hearts of so many. I don't know what you may be going through today, but there is a strong, strong inclination that many of you are going through storms today. Well, dear friends, I want you to know something today. That the calmer of storms is among us this morning. If you have your Bibles, we'll turn with us today. Turn, if you will, to the Psalms. Psalms 107. Lord willing, today we want to be able to look at a Psalms that will bless your heart. A Psalms that brings about joy. A Psalms that brings about peace. When I thought about Psalms 107, I thought about the psalmist David. And how that David had incurred, he had experienced much in way of storms in his life. But he knew that the one who loved him and cared for him would see him through the storms of his life. We want to encourage you today that the Lord who loves us and that the Lord who cares for us will bless you, help you in the storms of life. Psalms 107, in verse number 29, the psalmist writes, "He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still." Oh, dear friends, when the Holy Spirit blessed us to look at this special passage, the Lord began to remind me how the storms come to your life and my life. And sometimes their intensity is very ferocious. And when you think about the trial and the hardships that storms bring, one can remember how that the hand of God is always quick to calm and to bring comfort in the very midst of the storms that's raging in our lives. We today, dear friends, want to encourage you because the Lord that loves us and cares for us will bless you and help you as you endure the storms of life. David knew that the God of heaven and earth would bring about what he needed as he walked down life's way. Dear friends, we want to encourage you today that the Lord God Almighty that loves you and is has given himself for you will bless you and help you. We today, dear friends, are to have our faith and we're trusting God in all that it is that we say and do, to put all our emphasis upon him, because he and he alone can take us through. I tell you today, dear friends, it's God's will, it's God's desire to take you by the hand and to lead you and to guide you and to direct you in the very midst of your storm. Why is the Lord so faithful? It's because that he cares for you. David knew how the Lord cared for him. And David here in this Psalms of 107, he describes the power and the might and the majesty of God. There's things in this life that are too big for us. There are things in this life that is too much for you and I to control. But there is nothing that we face in life that is too big for our Lord. We can call out to him with the things that is upon our heart, and we can rest assured in knowing that the Lord God Almighty that loves us will never leave us nor, praise God, forsake us. Lord, he is with us today. The Lord God Almighty is in our midst. I tell you, dear friends, if you're enduring a tempest in your life, you can look to him and he will bless you. Jesus Christ is and forever will be our faith, our trust in time of trouble. He's the one that can bless us and to help us and to bring, praise God, what we need in our lives. We today sometimes fail and come short of the glory of God because we fail to see the presence of the Lord in our midst. People today find themselves, and what the old country boy would say, between a rock and a hard place. You see, dear friends, the storms come. The storms are frequent. And the storms, in their intensity, sometimes bring about hardship and bring about decay and destruction in our heart. I thought about the disciples in the Gospel of Mark in chapter number 4 when they were on the Sea of Galilee and they were fighting this great tempest. The Word tells us that they, in the midst of their crisis, Jesus came in their midst, walking on the water. In Mark 4 and Mark 6, he came and he calmed. But you know something, dear friends, in Mark chapter 6, they failed to recognize him. Now in Mark 4, he was in the ship. But in Mark 6, they're out there toiling on their own. But you know something? He didn't leave them comfortless. He came to them. And what blessed my heart was that they, in the midst of their failing to recognize him, he was still there. When you think that the Lord is far, far away from the anguish and pain in your life, I tell you, friends, that's when he's at his closest. The Bible says, in verse 50 of Mark chapter number 6, "For they all saw him and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them and saith unto them, Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." Oh, he said for them to be of good cheer and to be not afraid. You might say, how, Brother Lynn, in the midst of this raging storm that's in my life, put your faith and your trust in the Lord, he can bring a calm to your heart.
The Bible says there on the Sea of Galilee, there in Mark 4, in verse 39, they had cried out to the Lord, and they said, "Lord, Lord, carest not thou that we perish?" And the Bible says that Jesus arose and rebuked the wind and the waves of the sea, and he said, "Peace, be still." The Lord wants to bring peace. He wants to bring calm. But you know something, dear friends? We got to recognize him. We got to see that he is who that he says he is. And we got to believe that he is who he says he is. And our faith and our trust has to be in the one who's in our midst today. You see, none of us enjoy storms. None of us enjoy what storms bring. But, oh, dear friends, ain't it wonderful to know that you're not in this storm alone? The psalmist David would write again in Psalm 65 and verse number 7, "Which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people." Oh, what David is saying is this, that the Lord God Almighty, he's in divine control, and the tumult of those people, they were in disarray. We're falling apart. You see, dear friends, when you look at this time in David's life, he seen not that storms only come to him, but storms came to one and to all. That word tumult in the Hebrew means commotion. There was a disruption. There was commotion in their life that disturbed them and had their life literally falling apart. You know what storms does to me? They consume me. It seems like a storm, a spiritual storm especially, consumes my every thought. Sometimes I will, like you, try to figure it out and try to work it out and try to put everything in together. But sometimes the hardest you try, the less you get accomplished. And the commotion and the disruption from the storm is consuming. Oh, praise be to God. Let us pray and fall on our knees before the Lord God Almighty and cry out for his help in the midst of a storm. The God that we serve and belong to, that loves us and cares for us, wants to bless us and to help us. You know, in our visits to the hospital and the healthcare centers and the places that we go, we see people that are at the very verge of dying, and they're ready to go. Their storm's calm. There's peace in the midst of their life. But those loved ones that's around, the storms are raging. The storms are raging, and the spiritual winds are blowing, and they're being tossed to and fro, and here, and there, and everywhere. I tell you today, it takes God, it takes the Lord to bring calm to one's life. I told a man just this morning, listen, my concern is for the loved ones, because those old saints of God that are ready to go, praise the God's glorious name, that he take them to the place he's prepared for them. But we that are here in the midst of these storms, it's very hard. Very hard. And you see, David knew that, because David had experienced a lot of storms in his life. He experienced a lot of times in his life when he didn't know what to do or where to turn. But the Lord God Almighty came to David. And David looked to the God that loved him and turned it over to him. And God brought calm. You see, dear friends, the Lord is the same today as he was yesterday and he will be forevermore. That's why that when you read the Psalms, and you read of the different psalmists, how that they speak about storms and how that they raise in their life. You will find there in Psalms 89 in verse 9, thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Lord, no. That when they're about to overtake you, he's there to prevent you from going under. He will bless you to rise above. You say, Brother Lynn, how do I know that? Listen, you're everyone sitting here today because God has allowed you to rise above. There's not a person that's not experienced storms. There's not a person that don't know somebody that's experienced storms. You may not be in a storm now. You may have just come out of a storm, but your neighbor there may be in a storm. See why it's so important to pray? Pray to the one who can bring calm. Pray to the one who can make a difference. Pray to the one who can take that crisis and suppress it and take that commotion and put it in its place. Jonah chapter 1, verse number 4, Jonah was in a storm. Isaiah 32 and verse number 2, Isaiah speaks about a shelter from the storm. Acts 27, the apostle Paul found himself in the midst of the storm. We today here at Pine Hill Baptist Church may be in the very midst of a storm. But the one who was faithful then, praise his holy name, is the one that's faithful today. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful that my Jesus, my Lord, my Savior, he promised me in his word in John 14 and verse number 18, through and by the sending of the Holy Spirit, the Lord said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. That's that storm calmer. You might say, Brother Lynn, I desire some calming. Listen, dear friends, the Lord God that serves us with his love and his compassion can bring peace to your heart while you're still enduring the storm. You say, well, I want it all calm. Well, there's a lot of things in this life that we want. But, dear friends, it's according to his will, not our will. David knew that. David was the king of Israel. A mighty army, great wealth, pomp, and splendor. And despite all that he had and all that was available to him, he still found himself in storms. And the God that he called on, the Lord that he knew could bring calming, the Lord that his faith and trust in brought calm and brought peace and brought safety as he rode the storm out. You may have to ride that storm out. But praise be to God, the Lord will see you through. So many today are going through much in way of hardship. So many today is going through things that is beyond comprehension. The Lord knows that in this old fallen world, the storms are going to rage. That's why that the Word tells us in Psalms 121, 1 and 2, I lift my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. We quote that a lot. Why? Because I need it so desperately. I can't do it on my own. You can't do it on your own. You may have to endure a storm. You may have to be in the midst of a tempest. But listen, listen. The Lord's right there with you. If He's not in your ship, He's walking before you and around you and about you, reaching out. Let us not fail to recognize the one who brings healing. You say, Brother Lynn, I have a desire to be able to endure these storms. Friends, I want to tell you as a testimony of Lynn, I do too. I desire to be able to endure. I desire to be able to get through. For you face storms, as do I. But there is one thing that I have learned over the years through trial, tribulation, hardship. To see one through a storm, it takes discipline. We must make up our mind. It's easy to praise God when things is falling apart, because that's when you need Him the most. But when everything is sunny and rosy and everything is going in accordance to your way of thinking, oh, Lord, I'll get with you later. See, dear friends, we're to be instant in season and out of season. We're to discipline our lives, to put our faith and our trust in Him in good times and in bad times and in all times in between. The writer of Hebrews spoke about the discipline that people of faith are to have, especially in times of storms and times of hardship. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verses 12 and 13, he writes, "Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. O Lord, bring strength to the hand that I can raise my hand. Bring strength to the knee that I can stand tall. Lord, give me what I need as I'm tossed to and fro by the storm of life. And make straight paths for your feet, lest which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed." You know what the writer of Hebrews is saying? He is saying, oh, dear friends, when you're weak and weary and you're low and heavy-hearted, allow God to lift you up. Dear friends, he said that when you're feeble and you feel as though you just can't go another step. You know, there have been times in my life, and you can agree with us, that you've been spiritually burdened and you've been woed in such a way that you may not have done nothing, but you're so exhausted you just don't feel like taking a step. You gotta have that touch. You got to discipline oneself to have trust in God each and every day of one's life. And notice here what the writer of Hebrews would say, and make straight paths for your feet. When you're willing, we know He's able, and He will lead us and guide us and direct us in the way He would have us to go. Listen, the storms is coming. They're coming. If you're not in one today, praise be to God, but they're coming. Key is to be ready. How can I be ready? Discipline oneself to have their faith and their trust in the Lord. You know something, dear friends? I don't know what tomorrow holds. You don't know what tomorrow holds. The crisis and the calamities of life can descend upon us in just a moment. But I know the one who's faithful. Praise God, He's faithful. Even when I've not been faithful, He's faithful. If you read the Psalms, you will find time and time again that the psalmist David, Asaph, and all of them will praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God.
Why? Because when they were unfaithful, they knew the one who was.
And that's what enabled them to endure the storms. That's what enabled them to get through the storms. That's who enabled them to bring praise in the midst of the storm. Friends, I tell you, as we come together as a body of believers, in the very presence of our Lord and Savior, let us be mindful of the one who is all-powerful, the one who can change situations, can take the crooked and make it straight, the one who not only can bless us, but he can lift us up to rise above. The Bible says in Mark 4 and 39, that when Jesus arose and he rebuked, I want you to understand that word rebuked. That means that he muzzled it. You've seen these dogs that's raged, these vicious dogs that's barking and growling, and people have to put a muzzle on them to make them calm. When Jesus arose and he rebuked, what he done? He muzzled that storm. For the one who created that sea, praise God, can calm. And I know that the one who created me can calm me. And praise God, he can calm you. Allow the Lord to muzzle that storm. You may have to ride it out. But praise be to God, through the power of the Almighty, there can be a great calm and peace. You know something? When all was calm and the ships was safe, Jesus asked him, he said, why were you so faithless? Why were you so faithless? Where's your faith? Oh, praise be to God. I tell you, there is nothing that you've endured, there's nothing that I've endured, there's nothing that we're going through that he can't handle. Just be mindful of that. As we face each and every day, we serve the one who's in divine control. The one, praise his holy name, has all control. Let's stand to him.